It's the Currency Brief by OFX on Money FM 89.3's The Breakfast Huddle. The Currency Brief is brought to you by OFX, moving money globally.
Now, exchange rates can have a huge impact on the bottom line of your business.
That's right. And here's where you can get your questions answered by an OFX currency expert, and they can help you make informed decisions when moving money globally.
On the line with us this morning is Mark Tan, Corporate Clients Manager, Singapore at OFX, to answer your questions. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ryan and Elliot. Thanks for having me. I'm doing good. I hope you're doing great this midweek.
Yes, it is an excellent midweek that we're having. So, Mark, last week we discussed how hedging can potentially help SMEs and businesses keep FX costs in check. Just to clarify on what you are about to share with us, some businesses ask whether hedging as a concept applies to investors only. Your thoughts on that?
Right. Okay. Yes. Some businesses do have this notion about hedging, but my short answer is no. And do let me clarify. The currency hedging concept that we had shared and will be sharing is not for investment purposes. It will be focused on the protection of the business's bottom line against FX fluctuations and not as a mean of speculation for market movements.
And what are some of the common tools or strategies that businesses can adopt to, take this approach? Mm.
So a FX risk management tool that businesses frequently use is the currency forward contract. So which in its most basic form is an agreement that allows the business to fix an exchange rate for a future transfer. So the business know what exchange rate will be at the time the transaction takes place. So you may ask how businesses may take advantage of this capability then. So if I can illustrate by example of a general importer that committed to 3 containers worth of goods with payment, say, a month later in a foreign currency, say, in US dollars, which they need to convert from Sing dollars, for example. Without a forward contract, they will have no idea what the final price of these goods will cost until a month later. So if US dollars goes up against the Sing dollars by 2%, profit margins may be impacted as a result. So should the business had already taken up a forward contract, locked in the exchange rate on the day the invoice is received, they will have certainty on how much the invoice will be a month later in Sing dollars, which will result in protecting the profit margin.
Right. But Mark, so this is just the curious side of me, and maybe this is a bit of a double part question, right? I mean, I look at this situation, how do I know that, for sure I've locked in the favorable rate? Because there's this thinking that, okay, wouldn't it be better if I lock in an exchange rate up front? So I know my cash is tied up, so I know this is how much I'm going to spend, for example. Your thoughts on these two parts?
All right. So let me just jump into the first part. I think it's a great question. It comes up very often with businesses that we deal with, and especially those that have never done hedging before. We have to emphasize that the objective of most hedging strategies is focused on minimizing risk, protecting profit margins. Focus here is not about catching the lowest rate in a particular time frame, but to minimize exposure. So how we approach this in OFX, right? So number one, the business may opt to enter into a rolling hedge, which is to enter forward contract or contracts monthly or quarterly based on the exposure, foreign exchange, in order to even out the exchange rate. Like you mentioned just now, what if it's not the best rate, right? So this evening out will thus minimize the potential additional costs. So number two, okay, so this goes to the mind of most businesses who wants maybe some participation. So if you could rewind back to our previous example, instead of entering it fully into a forward contract for all 3 containers of goods, they choose to probably hedge for 1 or 2. So should the exchange rate turn favorable on due date, the business can still, benefit from the better exchange rate by buying off the market for the remainder of the exposure. There are a lot of factors that is involved in a business goods pricing dynamic. It's very difficult to do a detailed breakdown within a short term. Thus, I would encourage for interested businesses to arrange a consultation with or experts like myself to formulate a customized hedging plan.
Yeah, when we talk about the cash flow issues for SMEs, that is something that's very important for them. And they, of course, are a bit worried whether their cash is tied up. Is that something that they need to worry about?
So I believe you asked about that in the previous question. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad this question came about. It's a misconception. So how a currency forward contract typically works, right, is requiring only a prepayment of 5% of course, is variable between different currency pairs, of the forward contract value, with the balance of the 95% to be settled only on maturity. So you mentioned just now is more or less like a buy now, use later approach, a simplified type of currency hedging where the business will pay for the foreign currency upfront when they believe the rates are favorable and park into a foreign currency account for use at a later date. So you'll realize that forward contracts, if you replace that approach with it, it requires settlement only on the due date. So what it does is actually free up cash flow instead of tying it up.
Mm. All right. Are there any other tools worth looking at?
There are certainly other ways to manage FX risk. You don't have to just do forward contracts. You could also do in conjunction with it. So complementary access on OFX platform, there are other tools such as rate alerts, simply a tool that you set the exchange rate you want to be informed at through email or SMS. The system will monitor the market for you. When it's available, it will just give you a notification. Currency exposure calculator. This is something quite interesting. It's an interactive online tool that determines what kind of impact shifting FX rates can have on your typical invoice. If you want to have a dry run and see if hedging is suitable for you, you can try it out. We can take a look at the US dollar fluctuation for the past 2 weeks and see how it had actually, you know, impacted that cost of invoice. So lastly, you'll be on target rate orders if you don't have enough time, which a lot of businesses are struggling with during this pandemic. You could just set a order that you want your exchange rate to be in a platform. Once it can be obtained from the market, it will automatically be turned into a buy order convenience. That's what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. This can be particularly helpful as orders can be set to a certain time frame, overnight or even longer, such as 6 months.
Wow, sounds really fantastic. We've been speaking with Mark Tan, Corporate Clients Manager, Singapore at OFX. Mark, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thanks, Ryan and Elliot. Have a good day.
Now, if you've got a question for an OFX currency expert next Wednesday, you could send it to us via WhatsApp with your question and name. Send it over to 88550893.
Well, if you're making or receiving global payments and want to make an informed decision, talk to an OFX expert. With OFX, you can feel confident you're getting expert support and great exchange rates.
Visit ofx.com/save to schedule a demo or request for a FX consultation.
It's the Currency Brief by OFX on Money FM 89.3's The Breakfast Huddle. The Currency Brief is brought to you by OFX, moving money globally.